You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Joel, chapter 2, and verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. I see a lot of people confuse themselves today with the issue of dreams. People have dreams and they are terrified. But the same person does not tremble at the word of God. What you need to tremble at is the word of God, not dreams. I once shared this somewhere and somebody was saying, "Oh, this man is just deceiving you. He doesn't want you to enjoy the benefit of dreams," and so on. And people were quoting this scripture, Joel chapter 2, verse 28, that the Bible not say that you will pour spirit on you and you will dream dreams. You see, they will not quote that scripture correctly. Before God said this word, have men not been having dreams? Before he said he will pour his spirit, does God need to pour spirit upon anybody to have dreams? Before you became born again, have you not been dreaming? So what dream is God talking about? Why does God pour spirit if we could dream without spirit upon us? Pharaoh was not born again. He had a dream and it came to pass. Nebuchadnezzar was not born again. He had a dream. Some have come to pass. Some we are still even waiting to see the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar, which Daniel interpreted. And before now, people have been dreaming. Joseph dreamt. Jacob dreamt. People have been having dreams. I'm sure you dream. Some of you, even if you are traveling in a car, you sleep a little like this. You're already in dreamland if you are like me. You know, people have dreams. People don't know that I dream. There is no day in my life that I can remember that I don't have a dream. There is no single day. All I need is close my eyes. I'm already dreaming. But I've never worked with dreams. I've never giving myself to dream, nor becomes afraid because of a dream. At best, if I don't like something about a dream, I just simply pray and move on. Because what is most important is the word of God. The word of God does not fail. Even dreams, the Bible says that God has spoken once, twice, but man will not hear. And then at night, when he is forced asleep, God seals the instruction. God gives him a dream. What God wanted to speak is his word, but because this man is blind and deaf, God had to come through dreams. But this particular passage is not talking about the dreams that you and I can close our eyes and have anytime. We don't need the spirit to have those kind of dreams. And note, he said, your old men shall dream dreams. Did you hear what he's saying? Old men are people that should give up. Old men are people that should not look forward to anything again in life. They should think that their end has come. But in Christ Jesus, when they become born again, when you are born again and you receive the Holy Ghost, even if you are 90 years old, you will find purpose. Even if you are 80 years old, you will find purpose. Even if you are 70 years old, you will find purpose. There is no time, there is no age that anybody will come to Jesus and they will not find purpose in life. That can only be by the Spirit of the Lord. That is the dream that God is talking about, that your old men shall dream dreams. Ordinarily, should old men dream dreams? Where are they going again? In the flesh, in the natural, old men have nothing to live for again. They are just waiting to die. But in Christ Jesus, it does not matter your age, you shall dream dreams. You will find purpose. You will discover something in Christ Jesus that God is calling you to accomplish, even if you are 90 years old. So, brethren, always understand scripture in context. Don't live your life by dreams. And I've never said by this that God cannot give a dream. If God gives a dream, it will be very specific. And most people that dreamt in the Bible is either once, maximum twice in their entire lifetime. We didn't have record that they are just dreaming every day. The way people dream, and they are running everywhere. You are already in Christ Jesus. It's not dreams that should now be troubling you. You have reality, not dreams. And in Christ Jesus, there is reality. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.